Fill it up, God. Take over now.
Oh, let them out. Where is my God? Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. For those who cast all their cares on you, they shall never, never be forsaken.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thanks for joining this life, and God bless you so much. Bible said to them that believe, he gave them power to be called children of God. To them that believe, he gave them power to become children of God. We are praying this morning. In the name of Jesus, Yahweh is your name, O God. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Holy Ghost, take over. Spirit of God, take over. Mare ando shakara barandosh. Li kapara ando shabara ando shekere yata baraba. Re kapaya barando shabande ando shada. Li kere yanda brande kada baraba. Spirit of God, may you take over this morning. May you take over. Let the power of God 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 take over. Spirit of God, take over the internet. Take over the atmosphere. Take over the internet. Take over the atmosphere. Makararadosha. I arrest every demonic force. Let the Spirit of God take over the atmosphere. I arrest every demonic force right now. In the power that has laid down on lives of people that they could not even wake up to understand the time. Matosh karito shaba mareka paro shebreka parabrandi andabaraba. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God take charge. 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 Somebody lift up your voice and declare that the power of God should take charge. The power of God should take charge. The power of God should take charge. Let the power kabando shaba elepre kabariandusha iriando shekeriande barabahandusha. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let the presence of God, 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 Spirit 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 of God, Ilia Korandosha, Maranka Parabarabandia, Ileke. Maradosa, Ilekoa, Marados, in the name of Jesus, let the power, 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 the power, let 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 the power, Mataya no Shaba, Lika Paparo Shaba, Lika Taro Shabreka Padia, Lika Dabrandia, Lika Osha Cabrandia, Dusha, Marahando Shivrika. Ora papa da renda ronda corondo diriandi ando sempre cadiriande caba. Let the Spirit of God take charge. 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 Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, 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 power, power of God, 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 my para kabala no shabara bada bada bada. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of God, take charge. 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 Lakato Tatarianda, Likapara Panadosa, Alipani Adosava, Rapapana Brandia, Rakatosa, Labrakapa, Rapayapa, Lepayakapa, Labrando Secate, Likatiandosa. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, Yahweh is your neighbor, Yahweh is your neighbor, Yahweh is your neighbor, Yahweh is your neighbor. May the power of God, may the power of God, on the day of Pentecost, Bible said, the Spirit of God, in Acts chapter 2, Bible said, and the Spirit of God fell upon them like a tongue of fire, and the Spirit of God fell upon them like a tongue of fire. In Acts chapter 12, verse 5 coming down, and Bible said, as the church prayed, an angel of the Lord, they were standing in the prison where Peter is in, and the Spirit of the Lord, and his chain fell, and the chains on Peter fell off of him. As you lift up in prayer, may every chain be fallen. 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 Paco papa paria, lico parusha, lico randusi brandianda, paca brandiata, and licatiata brandi. Eka, oh God, visit your people. Oh God, visit your people. And Bible said, in Acts chapter 16, Bible said, Paul and Silas, Paul and Silas, Paul and Silas, Paul and Silas was in the prison. And Bible said, as they lift up in their voice and sung in the ministration, Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord visited them. The Spirit of the Lord visited them. Lipa kaparusha, no matter where you are, if you can lift up your voice, whether you are in prison, whether you are in cells, whether you are in room, whether you are in your bathroom, wherever you are, whether you are driving up, bakupanu manosa, whatever you are doing at this little time, haparosa, as you lift up your voice in prayer, may the Spirit of the Lord fell on you. And Bible said, Jesus was praying, endlessly praying, and the Spirit of the Lord came to empower him. Madosa, elikatatada, liparosa, eliketetenyanosa, maranosa kapalul, elaprapanotatatada, elipakapa. And Bible said, one day, Jesus and his disciples were somewhere praying, and the Spirit of the Lord came there, and he saw Moses and Elijah. He saw Moses and Elijah. Wherever you are right now, the Spirit of the Lord can visit you. Karadosa, Rakoparo Paradosa. Yeah. Let the mighty hand of God take charge. Let the mighty hand of God take charge. Let the mighty hand of God take charge. Spirit of God, 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 let the mighty hand of God take charge now. Marabaha, Marabaha, Liparosa. Yes, Lord. Yahweh is your name. Rakaradusa. I pray right now that may the Spirit of the Lord visit me. Spirit of God, visit me. Spirit of God, lift him. Visit me. Spirit of God, 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 visit me, Spirit of God. Visit me, Spirit of God. Visit me, Kaparo Paraba. Wherever you are right now, may the Spirit of the Lord visit you. Bible said Paul and Silas was in prison. As they lifted up their voice, the Spirit of the Lord visited them. Bible said Peter was in prison. As he lifted up his voice, the church lifted up their voice. The Spirit of the Lord visited them. Madose kanu kaparadosa. Rapaparadosa. Wherever you are, may the Spirit of the Lord visit you. Wherever you are, may the Spirit of the Lord visit you. Wherever you are, I want you to check the atmosphere. Whether you are in your bedroom, whether you are driving, whether you are in your washroom, wherever you are right now. Leka papa 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 papa. Jesus, I'm looking up. Bible said when Peter was in prison, the church prayed for him and his chain fell off. May every chain be falling off. May every chain be falling off. Every chain of barrenness, every chain of disappointment, every chain. May God release your Peter from prison. 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 Eleka parosha, elika pada branda de kada brando shapa, rakaya pada brandi apa, elika pa, rakupa, elipa dodo sha, elekwe kapala no sha, iraka pa yamba da brandi, elipa la pada bra. May God release your breath, your Peter from prison. May God release your Peter from prison. You are praying right now, and the Peter of yours that is in prison, every of yours that is in prison, may the chain of that man prison fell off now. You are releasing your breakthrough from prison. You are releasing your health from prison. You are releasing your help from prison. Somebody pray. Pray like your mother. The Bible said that Anna has been praying. Just one day, a child was released from prison. Just one day, and a child was released from prison. Bako papa, paro papa, marando takato dosa bra, leka ya banda brandi ya banda bra, rakapa, ya. Rakore da dosha, marando sekete dosha, rakaparosha. In the name of Jesus, may everything be released. Yakopa, if you have not seen fire before, I can tell you there's fire, there's fire, there's fire, there's fire, there's fire, there's fire. I unlock the atmosphere. I unlock the atmosphere. The atmosphere of fire. May the fire of God be buried at where you are now. Like all shall be about to say, we serve a living God. Somebody, if you can lift up your voice in prayer. Hey, your Peter will be released. I see within my spirit. I feel within my spirit that somebody needs to be released from prison. Somebody's blessing needs to be released from prison. Somebody's breakthrough must release. Must be released. Tosa, Madose Kerianda Brandianda, yet the team be kept in prison. Lipada Pada Brandia Padakada Brandica Padabada Badaba, Kapada Brandusa, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Anything concerning your life, you are praying right now. Beloved, you are welcome. I do see you. Bless you, God, I see you. Ah, Basit, Zavika, see you. Maro Kariadosa. We are praying right now. See, this Sunday morning you are releasing your helper from prison. I always say that no man is on an island. No man. If God will bless you, God will use somebody to bless your life. You are praying. If your Peter has been kept in prison, if your breakthrough has been kept in prison, if your deliverance has been kept in prison, you are releasing it. Bible said Anna has been praying, just one day, a prophetic word. She angered the prophet of God, and the prophet of God was like, woman, what is wrong with you this morning? Early this morning, the person who is complaining about your prayer does not know what you are going through. The person who does not understand you does not know what you are going through. The person that can hear your prayer that does not know what you are going through. It is between you and your God. There are certain things we cannot even tell people that we are going through that. But I tell you, God is releasing. Maiandos lekuhurandos irambrandish le paroka palo lendando sabrandiapa le papa pata brabe kapata brandi kapadunchi le karondi brandi yando sabrandia maniando sada la brako brandiando sabrandi kapab le paroka palo bagiando sabab. Something is being released in the realms of the spirit. Wherever you are right now, if they have tied you down, I release you. The spirit of the Lord will visit that place. Hey, may the spirit of the Lord visit where you are right now. May the spirit of the Lord visit where you are right now. I am charged within my spirit that somebody need to be released this morning. Somebody's prayer must be released this morning. Likado seketi kata brandi kata tata da. Ikaria kapada brando sheka pada brandia. Yay! 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 Kankatika! Ya kuparia ba! Yay! Ya! Marandosa! Jesus is releasing somebody. Your prayer is working like fire. I see atmosphere of fire. I feel the presence of God so strong that the power of God is taking charge. Somebody need to be released. Apa? Lika pada brandu kada brandi kada brandi kada brandi di ando sada di kada brandia. Ya kapa pa 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 pa. Somebody, you are coming out. Something is happening. I feel the spirit of God so strong. Beloved, wherever you are, if you can lift up your voice in prayer. The Lord is changing things. The Lord is stirring things up. The Lord is visiting places now. The Spirit of the Lord is visiting places. Bible said, and the angel of the Lord visited the prison yard. And the chains of Peter rocked down, fell off him. It 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 fell off him. Every chain of barrenness. When we mean barrenness, it's not just for the womb. But there are certain grounds when you stand on, you are barren. There are certain grounds that are barren. There are certain grounds that are barren. Every chain of barrenness. Every chain of weakness. You were that man that used to pray. You were that man that used to pray. I set you on fire this morning. This Sunday morning, I set you on fire. You will be on fire for God. And nothing of the enemy will be able to stand you. But for Bible said in Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. He said, I'll bring the glory within you and I'll be a wall of fire around you. I will be the glory within you and I'll be a wall of fire. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. God bless you. Are you there? Push it for me. Push it on the screens for me. The fire of God. The fire of God. Marandosa, Rakaya Dadadosa, Leka Dada Zakaria chapter 2 verse 5. He said, I'll be a wall of fire around you, and I'll be the glory within you. May the Lord be the fire around you. May he be, Zachariah chapter 2 verse 5. It says, seest the Lord. Anytime you hear, seest the Lord. Now, anytime you hear, seest the Lord. And I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory. You are praying that the Spirit of the Lord will be a wall of fire around you. Billy Copper, he said, I myself. This morning is a morning of fire. I feel it strong within me here. I want you to pray right now and say, oh God, may you be my glory. Oh God, may you be my glory. For Bible said, in Isaiah 60 verse 1, it says, arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord. Arise, shine. For the glory of the Lord is upon you. Arise, shine. Somebody, I want you to pray and say, oh God, may you be the glory within me. And walk with God. Attract the glory of God. And walk with God. And walk with God. Attract the glory of God. You are praying right now. Say, oh God, as I lift up my voice in prayer, your word says you will be in the glory within me. Father Lord, may you be the glory within me. May you be the glory within me. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice in prayer. Yes, Lord. May you be the glory. Be the glory, Paka Pata Brandi, Marando Shakapa, Likata Padabra, Rakaya Padabra, Rakapata Padabrandia. The glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord is here now. 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 Ah! The glory of the Lord is here now. Makapara Brandia. Akapado Saka Marikapa. The glory of the Lord is here now. Let the glory of the Lord. Let the glory of the Lord. Let the glory of the Lord. Let the glory of the Lord take over now. 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 Rakopada Doshada. Ikapara Brandianda. Hiato Setianda. Maranka para brandu shaka na brandia. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, now hear me. May the glory of the Lord overshadow you wherever you are. May the glory of the Lord. May the glory of the Lord overshadow you wherever you are. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon you. I said this prayer has opened doors. This prayer. Anyone that partook or partake in this prayer. I feel strongly within my spirit. Yes. Now, beloved, hear me. A walk with God is of purpose. God brought us up for a mandate, and that mandate is to act in the space of God, in the absence of God. The main purpose for creating man was that man will have dominion. Man will have dominion. Now, man's prayer point was not to be praying for fire, was not to be praying to destroy the devil, but to be glorifying God. Yes. So, but today our prayer has turned into fire, because those who need to step on for that encounter or for the purpose of God to be established gave their mandate and their dominion unto the devil, and the devil was able to come in between them. That is why when Jesus was speaking, he talks about faith. In the Garden of Eden, that is where faith was demanded, that man must have faith in God, but he decided to have faith in another thing. The moment faith disappeared, your walk with God is useless. That is why Bible says, for without faith it is impossible to please God. That is Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. It says, for without faith it is impossible to please God. For without faith it is impossible to please God. Now, when you read Romans, it says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. So anytime you have faith, it means that you have heard something from the word of God. You have heard something. It's the word of God. But when the word of God got to the doorsteps of Adam, he refused it. Beloved, when the word of God got to the doorsteps of Adam, he refused to have faith in the word of God. Rather, he had faith in the voice of the devil. Yes, he had faith in the voice of the devil. Now hear me, there were two voices in the Garden of Eden. There were two voices in the Garden of Eden, and that voice was the voice of God, and the other voice was the voice of the devil. So which one do you have to pick here? That is why Jesus said in Matthew 21:21, he said, if you have faith and you don't doubt, if you receive what I am saying and you don't allow any other thing that the devil is telling you or what your mind is telling you to encounter it, you will say to the mountain to move and the mountain will move away. I said this morning, your walk with God is by faith. The reason is that there are certain things you don't need to see. Bible said, and God said, this tree is a tree of good and evil, knowledge of good and evil. That was the same thing the devil came to tell Adam and Eve. And he added his own story and said, the woman was not there. So when the devil came, he said, we should not touch it. He said, we should not touch it. Beloved, at that point, the devil, they allowed the devil to come between them. And the devil's voice was the voice that was reigning at that point. Beloved, if the devil's voice reigns in your life, it brings confusion. It brings confusion among people. It brings confusion in your mind. It gets you depressed. It gets you devastated. It gets you angry. It gets you to fight. That is why we are fighting ourselves, even in the church. The moment the voice of the devil begins to rule, things begin to change around. There is fight everywhere, because it is the voice of God against the voice of the devil. And every time we accept the voice of the devil, we begin to fight ourselves, because we all think we have made a mistake and we think people are the cause of our problems. And yes, God, those people have been used against us. That is why we pray against people. The initial plan of God was for us not to be praying fire, fire, but always to be praising God. But today we are praying because we are commanding things, because those things have allowed themselves to be used against us. Those things have allowed themselves to be used against us. So anything that has allowed itself to be used against us, we bind it in the name of Jesus. That is why it is said in Matthew 18:18, that whatever you shall bind is on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall lose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Beloved, I am here as a prophet of God and as a messenger to speak into your life. Yes, my God. When the Lord asked me to shift the services to this time, I said, a lot of people will be asleep. But the God has a mission. God has a mission for people. Do you know that every dawn, Bible said Jesus woke up early at dawn and he prays. It doesn't matter the number of people here. What matters is your deliverance and yourself walking with God. What matters is yourself and your walk with God. Your personal encounter. The plan of God was not for man to be a slave. Now man allowed the devil to enter into the Garden of Eden. And the same message, the devil twisted it. He said, when you eat, you shall be like God. You shall be like God. When you eat, you shall be like God. That is what convinced Adam and Eve. They want to be like God. They want to take the seat of God. That was the same thing the devil was wishing for. So whenever we are praying against the devil, that the devil should die, the same mistakes the devil made, that was the same thing, that was the same way he used us to lose our dominion. The devil lose his dominion in heaven and mandate to convince Adam and Eve to lose their dominion on earth too. So they allowed the devil to enter into them. And Bible said, after they eating, they realized that they were naked. They realized that they were shameful. They realized that sickness has entered into them. They realized that life has become terrible. They realized that they were naked. Bible said, after eating, they realized that they were naked. Nakedness stands for shame and disgrace. Nakedness stands for exposure, whereby you have been exposed. Bible said they realized that they were naked, and now they begin to accuse themselves. Adam says, it is the woman you gave to me. The woman says, it is the devil. Then fights in the Garden of Eden. Fights. Anytime we allow the devil to enter, and the voice of the devil becomes stronger than the voice of God, there's confusion. That is why Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 3 coming down, it says that even though we are in the world, we do not wage war like the world wage. For our wrestle is not carnal, but it is mighty in pulling down strongholds. And he says that we demolish, verse number 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. I could put it there for me. God bless you. Karadosha. Ha! Maranosha. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse chapter 10. Verse number 5, it says that we demolish every argument and every pretension that sets itself above the knowledge of God. What was the knowledge of God concerning your life? The knowledge of God is that above all things, I wish above all things that you shall be in good health and prosper. That is the knowledge of God. Yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 10, verse 5, he says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So in the Garden of Eden, the battle was against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God was that this tree is a tree of good. The knowledge of good and evil. Listen, knowledge of good and evil. The word of God against the word of the devil. And this tree is a tree of knowledge of good and evil. My God. My God. My God. Knowledge of good and evil. So in the Garden of Eden, whenever the devil wants to break you down, he brings you another knowledge. I don't know what is going on in your mind. I don't know what somebody has said to you, but I'm here to tell you that we serve a living God. And what anybody has said concerning you does not matter, but what matters is the word of God concerning your life. That Genesis. I to put it there for me. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. It said, did she? So in the Garden of Eden, he said, our walk with God was, it should be a walk with faith. That is why all the scriptures as revealed unto us to be able to walk. That is why day by day we need the word of God. That is why day by day we need the word of God. Catherine, could you, God bless you. That is why day by day. That is why Bible says that we pray, but we pray amiss. The reason is that we pray with that knowledge. We pray with that understanding. We pray with that understanding why we are praying. My God. Yes. It says, and the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you shall certainly die. It means that if you don't die today, you die tomorrow. It says, you shall certainly die. You shall certainly die. My God. You will certainly die. So it doesn't mean that when you eat immediately you will die. It means that if you don't die 1 minute, you die 2 minutes. Even if you are 100 years, you will die. But the purpose of God was for man to live and have dominion, to live. That is why Adam spent 930 years on earth like an immortal being. Methuselah, his grandson, was 969 years. Ah, even Noah, at the time that God said that his spirit cannot be with man again in Genesis chapter 6, when sin has grown in a higher realm, Bible said at the age of 500 years, at the age of 500 years, Moses, Noah gave birth to Shem, Japheth, and Ham at the age of 500 years. But today look at what is happening. Our walk with God. And it got to a point that Moses also realized in Psalm 90, when you read Psalm 90 verse number 8 coming down, Bible said, and Moses realized that man's age was cutting short day by day. Day by day. Today, somebody very young can die. People are dying by heart. It is the knowledge of God against the knowledge. So which one are you going for? Which one are you going for? I am telling you, Bible says, arise. You are telling me somebody says that you can never make it in life. Who told you so? Who told you so? When I am telling you healing is coming to you, when I'm telling you that you are coming out of that prison, you are telling me that there's no way. When I am telling you that tomorrow God can change your life, you are telling me even one city you don't have in your account. Who told you so? I am telling you the knowledge of God. This is the knowledge of God concerning your life. Whatever Bible said is untiry, but it shall surely come to pass. No matter what the devil does with you, the glory of God shall surely come to pass in your life. What I am telling you, this is the knowledge of God against the knowledge of the devil. You are going to pray your last prayer. The knowledge of God, a walk with God. Our walk with God is purposeful. Our walk with God is purposeful. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm here to tell you in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, it says that our present suffering cannot be compared. Romans 8, 18, it says our present suffering cannot be compared to the glory ahead of us. It doesn't matter what you're going through. The moment you are in God, what belongs to you, you will never lose it. No matter what the devil does with you, the moment your steps are in Christ, it doesn't matter. You are praying your last prayer. You are telling yourself, beloved, I tell you, when the spirit of the devil entered into the garden, it brought division there. Confusion. Division and confusion. So when the devil came into the house, God bless you. He says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy. They cannot be compared. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, whatever you are going through, yes. Apostle Paul was saying, I consider the sufferings of this present time, whatever you are going through, it is the knowledge of God against the knowledge of the devil. Our walk with God is for us to walk with the knowledge of God, not the knowledge of the devil. But man decided to walk with the knowledge of the devil, believed in the devil, believed the devil more than believing in God. That is why Bible says that, for our walk with God is by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. Beloved, I want to tell you, your walk with God, do not allow the devil, do not allow. Then, when the issue came, Adam turned himself to the wife. He said, woman, you are the cause of my problems. Because the woman has allowed the devil to use her against Adam, to be able to convince Adam. Adam received the word of God first. Instead of Adam to release the word of God unto the wife, he rather accepted the wife's message. That is why we are suffering. There will be a prophetic word concerning your life. Instead of you to receive it, and when the devil is bringing another word, you have to release that word to manifest. You rather receive the word of the devil and move by it. I said this morning, the Lord is releasing you from every word of the devil. When you read Acts chapter 12, Bible said, and the devil, which is Herod, who has been used by the devil, got hold of Peter. He arrested Peter. He arrested James. Killed James instantly. Used a sword to kill James. And then the church accepted that it is normal. The church accepted that it's normal. They have been killing people. Yes, it is normal. This man used to kill people. I don't know who is in your family. I don't know anything being written down in the family. I don't know what is battling you in the family. I don't know that sickness that has been there for so long. I don't know that disappointment that has been there for so long. I don't know that thing that you have tried for so long and it is not working. So you consider it as normal and you consider it as failure. You consider that this is where your life is. I am here to tell you it is a lie. That is not the will of God concerning your life. Your walk with God is purposeful. Your walk with God, it is purposeful. It is for a reason. It is for a reason. It is for a reason. You are praying right now. Bible said they got out of jail, they killed James. It was normal for the church. See, they have destroyed something in your life and it is normal. Until you raise a prayer. See, one thing I like about honest prayer is that no matter what was going through in her life, she never argued with anybody. The only thing she could do was to go before the altar. Beloved, if you can leave man and go before the altar, things will change. I'm talking about the prayer altar. I am talking about the prayer altar. I am talking about the prayer altar. I am talking about the prayer altar. When people were eating, Anna said, no, there's something in my heart. I have to go before the prayer altar. And Bible says she prayed. See, the church allowed, if Anna had said, okay, I am barren. Every barren woman do not need to give birth. So I am barren. Let me leave it like that. Let's just imagine. There's something in you, beloved. I said, there's something in you. Hey, there's something in you which must come out. I told, there's something in you. The Lord is speaking to me right now. I took, from today, you will be part of my service. And anytime, see, get my number. I don't know who invited you to this life. I said, there's something in you which must bear fruit, which must come out for other people to come out. See, Anna never knew that there's something in her which must come out. And that was the great prophet we have had. The prophet, which is the prophet Samuel. Anna's tummy was carrying prophet Samuel. What? Anna's tummy was carrying prophet Samuel. If she has stopped praying, beloved, you are carrying something. You are carrying something. Do not relent in prayer. Do not give up. You are carrying something. There's something you are carrying. It is prayer that will manifest it. It is time with God that will manifest it. Bible said, after Anna giving birth to Samuel, 5 children came out of her. So at the end of the day, Anna gave birth to 6 children. 6 children. What is inside you? See, but the church never knew that they could even pray for Peter. The church never knew that they could even pray for their own pastor. The church never knew that they have the chance of praying for a release. Bible said, when Peter was kept into prison, now they got out of Peter, they put Peter into prison. They are waiting to the time that they can release him to kill him. If you are here and the devil has kept you somewhere, waiting for an appointed time to release you and kill you, I say, I counsel you in the name of Jesus. Because of what you carry, Peter was carrying the mantle of the church at that time. Peter was the one Jesus said, on you I will build the church. On you I will build the church. Peter was the one that the Lord spoke through him when everybody was saying who Jesus was in Matthew chapter 16 verse 13. Peter came out and said, you are the Son of God. Peter was the one. Peter was carrying a mantle. You carry something, but you have been put in prison. Some of us will carry something, but you'll be put in prison. I want you to pray right now and lift up your voice and say, I am coming out in Jesus' name. Bible said, as the church lift up their voice and pray, Peter was in prison. And the chain fell off him. The chain fell off him. The chain fell off him. Every chain is broken. I said, every chain is broken. Every chain of sickness is broken. Every chain of confusion, depression, every chain of disappointment, every chain, whatever is kept in prison, lift up your voice and say, every chain that has tied down my divine helper, destiny helper, my business, my financial statement, that thing is broken. I see chains broken. I see chains broken. I see chains broken. I took you will go far. See, after the service, get in touch with me. I'm going to pray a prayer for you. I don't know who invited you here, but the Lord is telling me that He's about to lift you in your family. He's going to place a mantle on you, and that mantle will be a mantle of fire for the kingdom. He's going to prepare you, and you are going to come out. And that fire will be burning. Anyone that sees you will see that fire burning. In the name of Jesus. La 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 la. Somebody, you are praying that whatever is yours, your walk with God must open doors. It is a walk of freedom, a walk of breakthrough, a walk that leads. You know something? David knows that his walk with God is divine. And there's one thing that David knows. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You hear me? But at that time, David was wanting. Listen carefully. Yes, I'm making a spiritual pronunciation. David was wanting at that time. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He was speaking his faith and the things he can see within his spirit. Even though he was not seeing what he is talking about physically, spiritually he can see. Yes, spiritually he can see. Spiritually he can see. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." At that time, he was walking in the desert. At that time, there was war all over him. Goliath was running there. At that time, the Philistines were against him. He was in the desert. But he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Where do you find still water when you are walking in the desert? How do you find still water when you are walking in battle? Beloved, do you know that it got to a time in David's life that people have to risk their life to fetch water for him because he was so thirsty, and he could die. But in all this, David saw the knowledge of God. He made the knowledge of God concerning his life to prevail than the knowledge of the devil. He did not find the current situation to weigh him down, to make him speak as if he has no God. Our walk with God is purposeful. Our walk with God, the circumstances we face in this life should not break the knowledge of God down. I don't put it there for me. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5. Ha! See, David was walking in the desert. He was not walking in green pasture. But he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Meanwhile, he was walking in the desert to lie down in green pastures. He leaded me beside the water. At that time, the desert, people walk on the desert and they die because there's no water on the desert. But he was making declarations. I shall not want. Meanwhile, he was wanting. He continued to say, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, even though you are walking in disappointment, even though you are walking in failure, people think you are failed. Even though you are walking in rejection and dejection, he says, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil. For the Lord is with me. I don't know what you're walking through. I want you to understand that the word of God should prevail in your life. You are saying, oh God, may your word reign in my life. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Our walk with God is a walk of dominion, occupying spaces, dominance is our walk with God. It doesn't matter what we go through. It should be a walk of the knowledge of God against the knowledge of the devil. It should be a walk of the knowledge of God concerning your life. Beloved, I feel within my spirit that somebody is conquering the statement somebody has made concerning him. I feel within my spirit that a chain of disappointment is broken. A chain that sets you and breaks you down, that nobody can come to your help. A chain that makes you feel as if you are useless is broken. A chain that makes you feel as if you have prayed for a long time, nothing is happening, is broken. My God, I don't know the zeal Anna has. Anna was the first wife, but she was there, and the second wife came to give birth 2 times. She was still barren. But Anna never gave up. See, when you give up, the devil give in to you. I said, when you give up, the devil gives in to you. The moment you give up, the devil comes in and occupies space. He gives in. He comes in. That is why you don't need to go down. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice and pray and say, oh God, May your word reign in my life. May your purpose concerning my life come into manifestation. Lift up the worship prayer. I want to hear you pray now. Yes, Lord. May the knowledge of God conquer the knowledge of the devil. May the knowledge of God concerning your life conquer the knowledge of the devil. Whatever the devil has said concerning you will not come to pass. It is the knowledge of God that will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, whatever human beings have said concerning you will not come to pass. It is the word of God that will come to pass in your life. Sir, beloved, God has used us to raise people from nowhere. God. Ah, there's this young lady I picked who came to Accra. And she used to come to somebody, invited her to the church. And she used to come to the church. One day I went to the church, she was lying there. Not knowing. Somebody has occupied her. Hear me. And she decided no, she cannot continue in that life. So she will not stay there. But rather decided that now, even if she doesn't have a place to sleep, she will sleep in the church, in the temple. So she began to sleep there. And I told her that the Lord will come into her aid. Later she told me she's traveling to her hometown. She's from Borga. I said, hey, my dear, the Lord is telling me that before you come back, you will go into education. You go and learn. So make sure when you go, you come back. At that time, she has made up her mind that she's going back to where she came from. She's going back to where she came from. I told her, no. She was there 1 month, 2 months. She was not coming back. I called her and I said, hey, come back. I don't know where the money will come from, but the Lord is telling me. And do you know what was happening? They had wanted to cripple her when she went to the hometown. She was on a motorbike when she fell. Her leg broke. She took a picture and sent it to me. Said, Daddy, I cannot come back. I said, in the next 2 weeks, this leg will be healed. And you make sure you move and come to Accra. She came to Accra. Not having the mind that she's coming to go to school. A man was coming to sell pure water on the roadside. Because even if she has to start school, who is going to take care of her? Beloved, lo and behold, she came to Accra. And there was a fashion school. I didn't know. She says she was just there. The thing told her she should just go to the school. A well-established school. And she went to the school. Ask of the details. Before she realized somebody sponsored an MP who comes from their hometown to Accra, saw her and sponsored the education. Paid her fees and everything. And she left. She couldn't hear from the MP again till she completed. Today, as I'm talking to you, she's a fashion designer. I don't know what the Lord has said concerning your life. and what the devil is echoing in your mind. Me nim dia abonsama katrel. Ele nya nyankopon e fa e ka fa ho, but dia nim ne se. Na metumi ade nyina aye. It doesn't matter who you are. Nyomo fio no fiano. Nyomo ifio no fiano. It doesn't matter how old you are. I know some people could not find higher education, but they have found higher life.
Why?
I am praying for you. I believe and I know that this message you have received is more than a prophetic word that is going to tell you that the witches in your family are those worrying you. Yes. This word is more than that. It's more than that. I am here to pray for you. I am ending. No matter who you are, is this Thomas? Mr. Thomas, you are welcome. God bless you. You too, from today, the way I'm going to worry you, my God. Some of you, God has to take things around. God has used us. God has used us to bless a lot of life. By the grace of God, that God has given me grace, that I don't relent on people until this I see them at the top. Yes, God has given me that grace. I don't relent. I'm not somebody I give up on people. Yes, I don't give up on people easily. Yes, that is who I am. Yes, now I pray for you. May the presence of the Lord be with you. May the Spirit of the Lord take charge over your life. I release blessing upon your life. I release deliverance upon your life. From today, have the mind that you are going to make it. Have the mind that you are walking in dominion. Have the Spirit of God within you. In the name of Jesus. May the presence of the Lord be with you. Stay blessed and keep safe. May the Spirit of God be a wall of fire around you. I pray for you. May God continue to shelter you. In Jesus' name. You will soon have your testimony. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.